Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
What is going on, everybody?
How's it going?
That's all you got? Is how you going?
Oh, sorry. Lights.
Camera.
Action. There, is that better?
Now, that's actually good. That's a good segue into what we want to talk about.
I always try and segue.
So there was a movie out there called Action Point. Done a few years back. I want to say, 2000-something. It was fairly recent. I don't know. It doesn't say. It's not telling me. I don't know. It doesn't matter. 2018. Yeah, so it was 2000. It was last year. Movie called Action Point. Johnny Knoxville did it.
Oh, my goodness. If you like Jackass movies, you're like, and I won't, yeah.
So here's the thing, though.
Do you have to believe me on that one, by the way?
No.
Okay, good.
That's the name. It's the name.
It's the name of the movie.
Yeah, it's the name. Okay. It's like we're talking about donkeys. You can say it was a Jackass.
Oh,
yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that movie, just so everybody knows, is actually based off of a legitimate, real amusement park.
That was back in the 80s, called Action Park.
Action Park, correct. Now.
Oh, my gosh. Google it.
You'll have to Google it. And there's actually a video where the people talk about this. It's like, it started back in 1978 when the park was opened in New Jersey. Vernon, New Jersey. The park itself. You know, there's accidents in every amusement park out there. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's but very little.
It's very minimal. It's very minimal. This place so happens to have killed several people.
And hurt many, many, many others.
So, they have, okay, we'll play the video, but synopsis. Let's go back, see if we can go remember everything. Part of the video, it talks about this one ride. Well,
it's called the Alpine Slide.
Yeah, the Alpine Slide. So, the Alpine Slides are popular. I mean, we got them here in Utah.
Absolutely.
So, the Alpine Slide, this Alpine Slide happened to have two speeds. Snail speed, or
what they call suicide speed.
Suicide speed. And so people would actually ride it, and then they'd fly off the track. And so one person actually died. So this is when they got wise, and they decided to fix the ride. The kid flew off.
On the corners, the sharp turns. That's the key.
He flew off. He hits his head on a rock. But it was a employee, so just an employee, no big deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, the peanut gallery.
Yeah, they're talking like.
But it hits his head and dies. So they had a solution, the best solution ever, how to fix that ride.
Oh my gosh, this is so genius.
I mean, if you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it right.
That's right.
But
okay, go ahead, you're doing it.
Bells of
hay. So they made a big wall of hay.
So
they didn't fly off, they just flew into the bales of hay. Genius.
So that was the first mistake they had. Then the next one, the other rides, this is actually my favorite one. So it was a water slide.
Yeah, and like a hydro tube.
It was a tube slide. So you're in the tube. Start off and you know pull the lever crop type stuff.
Pretty good angle, that angle.
Shoot straight down, goes down, and when you get to the bottom, you do a complete loop and back into out the front end. The problem.
And I'm just envisioning trying this, and
well,
because
as they
you
said,
would not know how to curve your body the right way.
Well, I mean, if you lay down, you like most water slides, especially like that, you're going to cross your legs. So they stay together, and then you got.
But come on, when you go up the front end of it, you're all of a sudden upside down, and the water is shooting down your nose.
In theory, and I get where their idea was. In theory, if you get enough speed and you're going down, you could actually hug the entire thing all the way around. Right. That's the theory.
But if the water pressure, if you get a fat person up at the top,
their keyword, the keyword that they said, if the pressure was not turned on high enough. Then you'd go down, you go up, and then you just, if you're lucky, you'll get twisted and you'd run in your face and get in with a bloody nose all the way around. But if the pressure's not up high enough, you go up and then you fall and hit the inside of the loop. And then you flip over and get pushed out the bottom. Or in some cases,
just get stuck.
You get stuck. And they actually, later on in the ride, they end up cutting a hole in the top.
A little hatch. Hey, are you in there?
Right. So people could climb out and go. Now, honestly, we have a ride like that here in Lagoon.
That is a loop?
Not Lagoon. Not Lagoon. It's a, what's the water park here in Utah?
Hurricane.
Seven Park. Peaks. Seven Peaks. This ride is, I'm going to say, similar to this one. They actually have an exit point. So there's two rides. One's super steep, and you get some good jumps on it. But this one, it's a yellow ride, if I remember right. You start top, you lay on it, and you go down, and it goes straight up almost. And if you're not going fast enough, you don't make it over the peak. And then you go all the way back down and until you stop. Then they let you get out at the bottom of that. You don't make it over the top.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I didn't do it. I didn't want to do that one. That's just...
I mean, if you get enough speed, you could, like, catch air as you're going up.
Well, the other one, the blue one, I can't remember the name of it, but the other blue one, you get on it, you go down, and you're on a mat. You're all on a mat, so you don't get the full... You get the nipple rub. Burn. Either way, but you go down. After the first little hump, I'm airborne. And so I'm airborne, then I hit the next hump, and then I'm airborne again. So I'm almost airborne the entire time.
Oh, crap. That would be...
It beat me up. It was fun, but it still beat me up.
Yeah.
But these guys, they took it back to the next level by having the loop-de-loop. Now, the most amazing one they had, which is... They had several people... Well, not the most amazing one. They had... Everybody's been in wave pools. Wave pools are fun, you know, whatever.
Absolutely.
This wave pool so happened to be bad. They let 1,000 people in at one time.
I mean,
I'm not close. I don't get claustrophobic, and crowds don't bother me. But to be in the water with 1,000 people in a pool, and they said it was fairly deep. They didn't say how deep the water was, but you'd get 20-foot waves. They said
20-foot waves on a 10-foot deep pool is like that.
Right.
So 30 feet up, 10 feet down.
Right. Well, that's it.
You know what'd been funny in that, and I know they didn't mention this, but you know what'd been funny to do that in the wave pool. Put a little shark fin across the middle with 1,000 people. Everyone just freak out and run out. That would have been great.
Last one though. This is by far, I'd say, the most amazing ride that they had. It was a beginner's kayak experience.
Okay, so.
Whitewater rafting.
Yeah, and they said that they had turbines down at the bottom.
They had fans spinning.
When we were watching the video and everything, and so when you watch it, you might think the same thing. But my immediate thought was, because they said someone died on it, right?
Uh-huh.
My immediate thought was the kayaker fell upside down and decapitated.
But that's not what killed him.
That's not what killed him, no.
So they had a live wire on the metal grate that was running the turbine. So the guy flips over, he gets out of the kayak, puts his foot down,
and
electrocutes himself.
Toasted.
Yeah. So this one park, so what is it, Action Park? What it was?
Yeah, Action Park.
Action Park, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
They got shut down back in, the 90s,
just because... They had lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, which, amazingly enough, though, the only fines they ever had from the state of New Jersey, because the state of New Jersey's regulations were, like, so poor, was $300.
$300. Only cost. And they actually stopped carrying insurance because it was cheaper just to settle for the damages out of court versus having the insurance. So it was cheaper. They did have one ride, you know, the bumper boats. So they had bumper boats, but the bumper boats were too small.
For tall people.
And, well, first problem is the bumper boats worked, but then the gasoline would be there.
Spray the gasoline.
Second part, real quick, because we run out of time. The bumper boats were too short for tall people, so they bit their legs.
Crush them.
Anyway.
Crush that groundhog, because we're out.